This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Nico of Kuska, my head producer and others disagree. That was the best Ron Paul interview ever. We got Ventura coming on Friday, and I'm going to put his feet to the fire in a nice way as well. And just say, you're supporting Gary Johnson because you're against the two parties? Johnson and Weld are endorsing Hillary. Hillary is an out-of-control demon. And I get Paul, his purity. He wants to change minds and sell free market. I love that. He doesn't want to get in the whole trenches of political promises. And I get him saying, he was alluding to it, Trump's like, I'll give special tax cuts just to black people. And I get the argument, okay, you start compromising and giving people this and that because of what group they are, you've now become as bad as the Democrats. How do you counter them trying to cause a race war and all this division? We want people off the plantation. There's got to be 40 acres and a mule. Most black folks never got the 40 acres and a mule. So all, if it's their own tax money, I don't see it as a freebie. I want everybody's taxes cut. But if we can use political correctness to get somebody's taxes cut, I'll do it. I'm going to tell you, I don't like driving through neighborhoods and seeing poor, desperate people. I'm not like the WikiLeaks stuff on Hillary where they're calling black people dumb and pathetic and getting off on it. That's the essence of these trash folks. They like seeing people not doing good. And I think that's the demarcation line between a good person and a bad person. I've seen people that if you've got a beautiful girlfriend or beautiful wife, they're upset with you. Well, that's who you don't want to be around. Or you've got a good business, or you're a great painter or artist, they're jealous of you instead of wanting to be around you. And you know, it's like I was always blind because I'm not the best looking now, but I was looked like a Calvin Klein model when I was younger. And I had girlfriends that were just beautiful. And they'd be pissed, man. You're just too good looking. You know, you're better looking than I am. They'd be mad at me about it. It didn't even make sense. You know, and I didn't click why. I'd go all the place, people start fighting with me for no reason. It was because I was, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, really good-looking guy. You know, V-shaped the whole nine yards. And I'm not bragging about that story to sound cool. I mean, I've told you bad stuff where I paid for abortions. I just tell you everything, folks. There's no filter here. It's all just real. And I think that's the demarcation line, is a Gerald Celente wants prosperity and hates seeing his town fall apart. And Alex Jones wants prosperity. And prosperity based on real equity, real level playing field, real freedom. Just like a high-quality restaurant or a high-quality clothier or a high-quality shop or a high-quality store that's family-owned and you've got quality and they treat you with respect, you treat them with respect. Celente always talks about that because it's the heart of community. It's humanity. Why do you think, I'm not saying this is Italian, this is true, every sports jacket I wear is Italian because they're the best cut. All the sunglasses I got are Italian. Why? Because they demand quality. Now, it's a stereotype. It's a true stereotype. Too bad that the Italians aren't having any kids, so, you know, Italy's about to become North Africa. But the point is that what I'm getting at here is that McDonald's admittedly said, we're going to get rid of our staff by saying, throw your trash away, thank you. It was all you did was lower the quality of restaurants nationwide by snapping your fingers. It's the quality we demand. We don't kill granny like Bill Gates said and hire 10 teachers. We kill the society. You take care of granny. You have a culture that takes care of granny. You just raise the standard. You just created more jobs. You just raise the empathy of the species. They've trained you to not care and not be involved. They've trained you to act like a buffoon, to act like an idiot. They've trained you to give up the respect you deserve. And I always hear this thing people say, in the old days in Texas, but all over the place, any place that has culture, you better respect us. We're going to respect you. You're going to respect us. And you don't respect us, get out of our lives. And we sit there with this mainstream media disrespecting us with disinformation and lies and pissing on our backs. And let me tell you who's shameful. Us that put up with it. The mainstream media is a total enemy, a total joke, and they have screwed themselves over. That's the good news. We'll talk about everything with Gerald Celente on the other side of this break. Leanne McAdoo comes in the fourth hour. I'll co-host some with her. I'm going to go vote after that. Man, I'll just inspect what's going on and see what's happening. I know the state rules. I'm sure they're going to flip out and say, you don't have a camera. I'll be like 200 feet back. But that's all going to happen. That'll be a live Facebook mentions. But I'm on fire. because win, lose, or draw for Trump, Hillary and the mainstream media have destroyed themselves, and it's a beautiful time to be alive. Stay with us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
All the waiting is over. The time for preparation has passed. The battle is now. The fight for not just U.S. sovereignty, but national sovereignty and human sovereignty against the scientific dictatorship of the New World Order. And Donald Trump is our figurehead in the fight for Americanism, not globalism. It's now Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And you're listening to InfoWars.com continual live coverage. Let's get ready to rumble! In the globalist corner, Hillary Clinton, weighing 200 pounds, sniveling crime boss, represents pedophiles, thrown off the Watergate committee for fabricating evidence, robbing thousands of old people of their homes in Whitewater, cattle futures, murders, Dixie Mafia, put into office by the KKK! Yes, and that was just getting started. By the time she hit Washington, there was mass murder, death, wars, corruption. She even got rid of Glass-Steagall and created the debt bubble, the derivatives. It goes on and on. Bombing aspirin factories, 500,000 dead Iraqi children, intensifying the illegal sanctions. And we're only up to 1996. We better stop right there, because we only had Gerald Celente until about 40 after. Then we have Mark Dice joining us, popping in his prolific work. I just get so much more excited when I see everything Celente doing going super viral. I see Mark Dice everywhere. I'm like in a restaurant. Somebody's looking at Mark Dice. It's so exciting to see liberty hotter than a flame and coal. It's a great time to be alive. Now, speaking of liberty, it's hard to fund this operation. And I didn't even plug last hour. I should tell you, we have a absolutely biggest sale ever going right now for Defend the Republic special running through tomorrow. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement area. 30 to 40% off everything that's in the supplement area. Everything else is 30% off except for apparel. That's 50% off all the come and take it Molon Lambe stuff. And we need to fund our operation because we're real good at giant audiences. We're not good at money. I've had top people in here, folks that have been the tops of major networks, and they say, listen, you should be making $2 million a year with this audience. Well, we're not making a fraction of that because it's all corporate. They prop up the media. They prop it up. They fund it. CNN spends, you know, $100 million a year. MSNBC, you know, 80-something million to run themselves. It's all a joke. Then they lose as much money. We don't do that. We're in the free market. So the money we get funds us. So we sell really great products, and then it funds the operation. But 18 million people, as of showtime, the last 24 hours, just on video streams, separate from our regular audience, took me 20-something years to get 4 or 5 million people a day to tune in. Folks, we just, and I know it's the election, but it's not going away after. Mainstream media has destroyed themselves. DrudgeReport.com, what Gerald Celente is doing, TrendsJournal.com, all of it are exploding. They're dropping. Even in the midst of the election, they're going down. We're going up. They have discredited themselves. They've blown themselves up. We're going to Celente in a moment. But first, this was a little bit behind because it was a lot of big companies had to get involved, a lot of tech people, because it was very, let's just say, exploratory, cutting edge. It works really good. The bugs are worked out of it. We have the free app, Infowars.com/app on Android and iPhone. It's got video feeds, audio feeds, text feeds. People say, well, this app's cool, but you know, you said it's revolutionary. No, what's revolutionary is the paid app, $4.95 a month. We've got to pay for it because we're going to do upgrades as well. Myself and all the reporters are going to have raw feeds, live feeds, special reports, special events. All my reporters, and I'm going to start giving the code. I'm telling now live on air to people like Gerald Celente. He can put whatever he wants on it. People I trust, auxiliary reporters, contributors. It's like its own YouTube, folks, on our servers. And we're building them. It's going to cost money. That's what the charge is for, is to pay for the bandwidth. Because we estimate it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, even though we get bandwidth from the same folks Google do. Still, I'm paying $200,000, $300,000 a month in bandwidth now. This is probably going to cost more. So you're paying for it to get the bandwidth, baby, not what's in it. Because we can shoot videos all day. That's not expensive. That's just overhead and the crew. But it's going to be groundbreaking. We're going to use this to feed other sites, PrisonPlanet.tv, YouTube, you name it. So if you've been supporters, now is the time to really come in. $4.95 a month. It's the same price we get it for a year. It comes to like 40-something bucks. That's half off out of the gates because I just want millions of people to get the app. Millions, 2 million have gotten the other free app. Only 400,000 the new free app, that this is part of the platform. But if you have the free app, Infowars.com/app, you can go there and you can click on this and you can then sign up right there on the free app as well. So check that out. It's called Infowars Prime. Infowars Prime on the Apple Store, on the Droid Store, you name it. Check it out. Infowars.com/apps where you find the free app. That this is part of the platform, but it's InfoWars Prime, just like Amazon Prime, available on the App Store and Google Play, and we want to see this explode because, again, I'm going to offer Celente. It's very easy to use. He's got tech people. Hey, you want to simulcast sometimes? You want to do something on here to our audience? You want to be part of the ground floor of this? We'll also later post excerpts on YouTube and Facebook. Here it is. It's about synergy. Because I just want to build synergy, and that's what we're going to do with this. I intend to get hundreds, maybe thousands, but then there's liability issues. Can you trust thousands of people? Maybe. But people we trust, we're going to put on the app to promote what they're doing and promote freedom. Now, Gerald's only with us for 20 minutes. I appreciate his time. He's a busy man. He's wearing red, white, and blue from Kingston, New York, the heart of the Revolutionary War. You've heard my rant in the last 5-6 minutes. Where should we start, my friend?
Well, what you said before, that Hillary Clinton and the mainstream media have destroyed themselves. And that's exactly what has happened. And again, I want to encourage everyone to put your money where your mind is and support InfoWars, because what Alex Jones is doing at the level that he's doing, and the international coverage that he's getting for doing it, is unprecedented. Because that's what this election is about. It's about disgust of the two-party system. Hey, here's our forecast. We don't know who's going to win. It's up in the air because polling data isn't what it used to be. It's very hard now to get a real strong database and call an election because of the cell phones, the handhelds. It's a whole different universe. Having said that, if Hillary Clinton wins, it's going to usher in a whole new era of politics, a true populist movement. And people like InfoWars and the Trends Journal and others are going to be the leaders of this movement. The mainstream media, when you see with the WikiLeaks that have come out with the shill Donna Brazile, you know, that they have on CNN, they used to, getting the questions ahead of time, or whether it's that other guy, Harwood from CNBC, that other little prostitute, saying he'll give the questions for review after they write them from Politico.com, one after another, the fix is in, and they've destroyed themselves.
And she did what criminals always do. First she lied, then she got caught three times now, and she finally literally went, I'm proud I did it, I'd do it again, just like in a movie, just like in a court case when they finally get caught, you bet I killed those kids, you bet I robbed the bank, I'll do it again. I mean, they literally follow criminology, and they don't even know it.
So history today is being made. If Trump wins, the populist movement will gain unprecedented traction immediately. If he loses, it'll be a groundswell that we're forecasting is going to basically eliminate the Republican Party because they have no one there. Who do they have? Mitch McConnell? What's that other guy? Ryan? Paul Ryan, I think.
Who got caught in the WikiLeaks trying to get Supreme Court jobs for his family.
Yeah, I think he was playing Eddie Munster before he got, you know. and then you have what? Lindsey Graham. You have nobody. What I'm saying is, Alex, is InfoWars is going to be the forerunner of the new populist movement that we are forecasting as the top trend. The 2017.
And by the way, let me ask you this. I don't want to talk about myself, but it's interesting just to look at it as a movement for everybody because it's our audience. It's you. Everybody's the info. I'm nothing. I've only talked to Drudge, you know, in the last few years. Well, before that on email and stuff a few times and Paul Watson, but don't have a big relationship. Just a relationship. He listens and then we kind of communicate through the internet, but he's been here before. We've had dinner. I had people 10 years ago tell me the Drudge really likes you. He thinks you're the future. I had people that know Drudge tell me 5 years ago, Drudge thinks you're going to be the dominant thing in the world in like 5-6 years. It happened. How the hell did Matt Drudge know all that? He's obviously smarter than, I'm not kissing his ass. He's smarter than I am. I didn't see that coming.
It's what you said before. Hillary Clinton and the media have destroyed themselves. That's why you can see it coming. And this has been going on. The anti-elitist movement never had a voice before. Donald Trump is that voice, whether you agree or disagree with him, and I don't agree with a lot of his policies.
That's what I was telling Ron Paul earlier, and he finally had to halfway agree, and he had to walk it back a bit. He's gone, well, I do kind of support Trump, and then he's doing a lot of stuff they hate and bringing populism in, and I'm like, yeah, so he's not perfect, but man, the groundswell, this is exciting.
And here's the front page of the New York Times. Let me see what date this is here. November 5th, not ancient history. Front page of the New York Times, and right down at the bottom, Alex Jones is mentioned of this story. And by the way, a disgusting photo over here of Hillary Clinton, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. And I cannot read the lyrics of Jay-Z on the air because we would get censored. But I want to read you something to show you how close they are and how in bed they are with each other. He was at the White House. What did I do with that one over here?
And again, Trump says the word pussycat in private. He's the devil incarnate. They're singing about using cocaine, raping women with Hillary on stage. We can't even play it here, and that's okay. It's the disconnect.
And this is what he put in one of his songs when he was in the White House. Turbulence, the word starts with an S. I can't say it. Almost spilled my drink. In the White House with a mink running through that bitch like it's my house. Like it's my house. The arrogance of this boy. This bad attitude person. It's the people's house, Jack. You're only there because you have people that like your bad
Same thing with Hillary. They're all disconnected, entitled criminals. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente, FrenchJournal.com. I'm Alex Jones. These are explosive times, but the empire will strike back. Know that.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gonna cut you down.
You can run on.
Americanism, not globalism. I'm just talking to Nico and Matt, and I said, I love the graphic you did today with the world map behind us, the American flag. I don't like just like Fox, just the flag, like, oh, we're patriots, and then they aren't in many cases. I'm not bashing them, it's just a fact. But that's Trump. That's America. Americanism, not globalism. Like, we're not going to conquer the world like the British Empire. Our ideas, our quality is going to be so loved that it becomes dominant. and not dominant to control people, dominant so they adopt it, so we can go to other countries that are just as cool as our nation. That's what the Renaissance is about. And the Renaissance, again, comes out of Italy, it comes out of Western Europe, it comes through the UK, it comes into the United States. That's all we're an extension of, is Renaissance, quality, demanding quality. What Gerald Celente harps on in all his best-selling books, some of them top New York Times bestsellers, is that. And you're like, well, how does just demanding quality or thinking good of yourself, not being arrogant but having respect, how does that transcend? Well, because people with self-respect wouldn't put up being lied to and Gruber saying, thank God you're dumb, Obamacare's a screw job. You get angry. You do something. My anger, I've studied history, would be average 100 years ago. Now it's like, that guy's really pissed off. You're damn right I am. Gerald's with us till about 40 after the Mark Dice is popping in. Big news on Drudge. PA voters report seeing Trump votes switch to Clinton before their eyes. It's happening all over the country. We broke a lot of that in Texas. I'm going to go vote today and cover it as well. So that's some of the news there. Gerald, what happened? Because I've really studied this, and I'm going off my research, my gut, the pre-programming I'm seeing in the news, and they're trying to get us ready for a Trump defeat. Now, they tried to tell us he couldn't win the nomination. So, you know, maybe them getting us ready doesn't mean they're about to steal it, but they've done it before. I mean, if they'll rig everything and rig the questions and rig the polls and steal the nomination from Sanders, I mean, obviously, do you agree or disagree? It's par for the course. They'll try to steal it, but do they have the power to do it? So let's look at that. What happens if they do steal it? Then what happens if Hillary gets in? My God, I mean, she's universally loathed.
Well, as I said, if she gets in, it's going to be the beginning of a new populist movement like this country's never seen in modern history. And what you said before, Hillary Clinton, the mainstream media have destroyed themselves. I want to do a little trends research here just to show you how fixed and rigged the game is. These are some New York Times. I'm going to rush through a couple of them very quickly. Going back to August, setting the stage. August 12th. Clinton rejects Trump policies as aiding rich. Front page, nothing negative about Hillary Clinton. August 13th, Trump's remarks cut into support in swing states. Nothing negative about Clinton. The failing inside mission to tame Trump's tongue. August 14th, New York Times, front page, nothing negative about Clinton. Secret ledger in Ukraine lists cash for top Trump aide. August 15th, New York Times, front page, which is why they call themselves the paper of record. I call them the toilet paper of record, because that's all this is good for. Anyway, I just keep going, but I'm going to end quickly. Biden warns Trump is risky to U.S. safety. Front page, big picture, Joe B.S. Biden, who's never worked a day in his life and has been sucking off the public, you know.
And meanwhile, the whole world is telling us, and all the experts in our military, Hillary's the danger, don't put her in.
Exactly, but I'm just showing you
the one-sidedness
what you said before about how the media has destroyed itself. I'm giving you factual evidence. This is the New York Times. Again, I just went through several days, one in a row. I'll end after this one. Trump casinos get break on tax bill under Christie. This is August 17th. Now I want to fast forward. I want to go to Monday, November 7th, 2016. A beautiful picture there of Hillary Clinton, very wonderfully framed, a nice pump piece for her. FBI says review clears Clinton in email inquiry. Below it, the storm below the calm, an inside view of Trump's last stand. Then we're going to go to today's. Look at the difference of the lightness, the crowd around Hillary Clinton. Look how dark they frame Donald Trump. It looks like nothing around him but a couple of hands sticking up. What I'm saying to you,
they're
Alex,
inverting reality.
Yes. And what? So when you said they've destroyed themselves, they've lost their credibility, of course, which I've been calling them prostitutes.
But they've they've gone from being loathed and disliked to absolutely being the scum of the earth, reviled by any thinking person, including all the real leftists like Julian Assange and Bev Harris and others that are saying they're stealing the election. They're not going to let Trump have it. We'll come back and talk about that. We're in the middle of the 52-hour live worldwide broadcast, which is a revolution against the media. I got to check the numbers, but we were 18 million people that have watched the last 24 hours. that really hurts the globalists. Let's have that be 100 million.
The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones
and the GCN.
We're going to rub their faces in it. We're going to be 50 times bigger than them. You understand?
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I got to give you some fun videos. I've got dozens of them that are really hardcore and depressing. But exposing evil is what makes it better. It's like going to get in a root canal. You don't want to do it, but it feels better afterwards, right? At least a day or two later. We've got this meme that's been seen. I don't want to exaggerate. I added it up the other day just for fun because my kids love it. It's been seen about 14 million times. One clip of it's been seen 9 million times. Another's been seen 4 or 5 million. But you add it up. It's climbing. And it's what the media does. They take what I say out of context and they clip it together. Gawker and others have done this to hundreds of videos we've done. The average video on Gawker alone of me has about 1 million views. And there's just so many of them, I can't even watch them all. And they're so disconnected. I'm talking about this with Gerald, that they think editing me together to look funny and stupid will make no one listen to me because they're psychologically inoculating. And of course, they got sued out of existence for making stuff up as well and the Hulk Hogan thing. But then I found out in the metrics, that's where we got all this new young audience last year or so, was liberal media lying about us and then editing it together where I was saying Trump's having sex with goblins or I'm saying space aliens eat your brains or whatever. I mean, I can sit there and talk about, yeah, you see that ad where, you know, they're eating people's brains with a Mullen ball, or, you know, that, well, you can't do that with Alec Baldwin, you know, because he doesn't have a brain. They'll just go, aliens are eating your brain with a Mullen ball. And they'll just cut to something random I said. And people inherently know it's BS, so they come to the show. Then it becomes this whole entertainment deal where InfoWars, and they finally figure this out in the New York Times, the Washington Post, they go, we have to tell liberals to stop making memes of him. Jones figured out this was actually growing a show. No, I didn't figure it out until you told me. I just thought it was funny. Because I don't mind being made fun of. That's what my kids do all day. That's entertainment around the house. You know, making fun of my hair, making fun of my belly, making fun of me, you know, everything. And your dad, you enjoy it. It's fun. So let's go to this clip, because this is just a new video. It hasn't gone viral yet, of the Goblin video, where I was talking about, if Trump has to be involved with politicos, they're like goblins. As long as he has to go into a goblin's nest, that's fine to take him out, but he just can't marry a goblin. And it was a metaphysical allegory. I wasn't actually saying I'm worried about him having sex with goblins. But they put that in a bunch of newspapers, and then it sent tens of millions of people to us. So here's a clip.
I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, succubus with goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. Dump it. Charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit and slop and blood on it. Especially up to his ankles. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit and slop. Goblin vomit and slop. I'm not expecting him to not get dirty slop. Seeing goblin. Seeing goblin. Shading goblin. Shading goblin. Succubus with goblin. Succubus with goblin. Head with a goblin. Head with a goblin. Seeing goblin. Seeing goblin. Shading goblin. Shading goblin. I just want to catch him in bed with a goblin, 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 in bed with a goblin.
Then they catch the goblin going back to Hillary's HQ. But listen, I'll be honest with you. That isn't as funny as one of the shorter ones. But I'm telling you how the audience is exploding. They think they're hurting us with this made-up, edited stuff with goblins coming out of my hands. And I it's edited. Everybody knows it. And it only helps us. So, Gerald, I think there is a disconnect in the media committing suicide. What do you say?
Yes, it is what I said when you said Hillary Clinton and the mainstream media have destroyed themselves. Again, here you have a photo of two rappers that with their foul rap with the American flag behind them and Hillary Clinton there cheering them on, and the media avoids the language that they use. I just want to read you one little more thing from Jay-Z's thing when he's talking about the White House.
Please.
It's $1 million in it, baby. Hillary Swank, sitting next to Hillary, smelling like dank. You know what dank is?
Oh, my God, he's saying Hillary stinks like we all say.
Smelling like dank, which is, you know, it's weed. Presidential pardon, name me one nigga out there harder than him, I'll wait. I have to tell you, Alex, after reading so much of these rap lyrics, this is racism. It's a reverse racism. We have become inferior under the lines of Jay-Z and others.
Yeah, why is he allowed to use the N-word? I don't want to use it. Why does he do it?
I'm saying to you, this is a reverse racism. Because if you or I were on this stage, let's say with a Donald Trump, they would be attacking us. They would pick up something from me where Salenti, you know, wow, look at him go off. They would be trying to rip me apart. But these people go to the people's house. He calls it his house, of course. And they talk in disgusting
language. Well, here's the good news. Jay-Z looks like his brain's been in the microwave. I mean, he looks like he's got the IQ of a lobotomized rat.
I could not read these. The language from that.
Well, just be glad you're not him. I mean, the guy hangs out with satanic priestesses and crabby. It's a total piece of filth.
With Beyonce and the rest. So if you want to know what's destroying America, why don't people start looking at the front page of the New York Times and calling it for what it is. Because if any person spoke that kind of language on your show, they would all be going after you and me, but they can get away with it and brag about it at the People's House, sitting next to Hillary Swank, smelling like dank.
Gerald Celente, we only got a minute or two left. I hope you'll come back again later this week in the aftermath of whatever happens. But other little jewels that you'd like to impart to the audience.
Yes, what's going on in the equity markets, wherever happens, it's only temporary. It's a global economy. It's bigger than a nation of 5% of the world's population. There's a global recession going on. As I said, just in the United
States. Notice how they brought the economy down to put Obama in. Now they're trying to prop it up to put Hillary in. But boy, no matter what, if Trump gets in or she gets in, do you agree? They're getting ready to drop the market.
It is. And again, just look at the last 9 months in the United States. Our import-export trade is down, just in the U.S., $500 billion. There is no recovery. If Hillary gets in, Wall Street will cheer because, again, read the WikiLeaks, how she's a member of the Goldman Sachs gang, and why do you think they pay her and Bill $250,000, $300,000 an hour to speak when you could hear them BS for
the total payoff.
You got it.
I mean, it's obvious. They just think we're idiots and the corruption. And here's the thing. They could have their corruption and rip stuff off if they weren't out to break up our families and bankrupt our cities. And you read the WikiLeaks, it's like, we've got to keep them hopeless. We've got to keep them dumb and in the dark. We've got to destroy all the institutions. You're reading this, you're like, we knew this was happening, but my God, they are fully embracing actual evil instead of wanting, and I'm not endorsing this, but skimming off the top of a big, fat, juicy, healthy economy. I wouldn't be risking my life fighting people that were doing that. I'd criticize them and, you know, say, hey, you're going to grow into something like Hillary. That's why I'd oppose that. Because, you know, Boss Hogg grows into Hillary in a few generations. But we're here with, like, Nero fiddling as Rome burns, and she's a stunted, ugly witch-looking with a frickin' plastic jack-o'-lantern head. It's like, what the hell nightmare did this come out of? What parallel universe did this thing crawl out from under a rock?
Again, go back to what she said. You were talking about globalization and the strong anti-global movements. She's on WikiLeaks recording saying that, you know, she wants open borders and open trade. So what I'm saying to you, Alex, going back to should she win tonight, it's going to be the beginning of a historic populist movement, anti-globalization, pro-American.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I'm going to make a prediction here right now. I'm not for being Machiavelli. I'm not for fighting fire with fire. I'm not for using the Ring of Mordor because it turns you into this, what you claim you're fighting. But the only way Trump wins is if he has people or other folks cheat, like the Democrats are doing, and rig things, which they've been caught with Soros, by Bev Harris, a Democrat, a liberal, total credibility, the biggest find of her life, loading software with the fraction clipping, fraction magic, to steal it for her. The only way he does win is by having folks, you know, out there in certain key battleground states go in and jack with things. And I'm not endorsing that, but now I realize what they keep saying, the Russians are doing it. If Trump does get a victory by whatever means, they're going to contest it. So we're going to have a contested election because Trump will contest her. She will contest him. The whole thing, you got dead people voting all over the place. We are sitting on top of time bomb. We think the big news cycle ends tonight. Gerald, I predict it gets crazier tomorrow.
Well, I agree with you. That's what I was saying. You know, we're going into something we've never seen before. And again, as you point out, this McCarthyism that they've been throwing out there, trying to associate everything, if she avoids every question, as they do with the WikiLeaks by blaming it on the Russians. Blaming everything on the Russians.
And again, they call it racism if you say somebody that's some color did something bad, but what about the racism of just saying everybody's a Russian agent? I mean, I have no ties to Russia. Russia isn't doing anything. They have the GDP of, you know, a smaller country. And it's just, and I'm, they say in the news, as you know, I'm literally a Russian agent. Did you know that, Gerald?
Well, you know, I'm on Russia Today frequently. And so I guess I must be too. And by the way, they've never censored a word that I've ever said. Unlike the American media, which I used to be on all the time. But when they don't want to hear what they don't want to hear, They'd rather have a Donna Brazile shill. You got
And by the way, Gerald, don't you have a bigger audience now than when you wouldn't sell out to them 5 years ago and they banned you?
Oh, much bigger.
So they're over. And now, like rotting fruit, they've gone from somewhat rotten to totally rotten. They're done. They're over. Gerald Celente, God bless you. You're amazing.
Thank you for having me on, and thank you for all that you do.
No, thank you. TrendsJournal.com. Now, he's with us a little bit the next hour, then I'll hand the baton to Leanne McAdoo, my buddy. If he wants to pop in, he was just up here. Shane Steiner's in training with Tim Kennedy. He literally looks like He-Man, Castle Grayskull over here. I wanted him to come on and like give us his view on what's happening in politics. But I don't get up here. I'm not a politician. Everybody knows that. I really tell you what I think. That's my big attribute. I say a lot of stuff. That's why my dad sometimes goes, did you really need to tell that story? It didn't sound too good. I'm going to tell you the good stuff. I'm going to tell you the bad stuff. And I'm going to tell you what I think about politics. I'm going to be honest. I mean, obviously, there's no teleprompters here. You think I could be on air 10 hours yesterday and have a freaking teleprompter or have somebody be loading that thing? My integrity is my number one value. And people think, well, that's really rare. No. In the old days, that's what got you business and life and the best people and the best family and the best access was everybody could trust you. That's all there is in this world, folks, is your honor. And I won't break my word for anybody. People, it's beyond a superstition. It is. I'm not OCD about the house being clean when I leave or turning the lights out. But I'm OCD, folks, when it comes to being honorable. And if we just start rediscovering that, and if men just stop being cowards and rolling over, we can return civilization. That's the bottom line. And I am so excited with all this happening to know there are people out there like Mark Dice, because I'm at restaurants. I'm in checkout counters. My son says all the kids wanted to go to school a few years ago, so the homeschool so they could be in a larger sports thing or a private school. And they're watching Mark Dice. They're watching Daddy. They're watching Gavin McGinnis. But I go, well, who do they really like to watch? Well, they like to watch Gavin McGinnis and Mark Dice. And I talk to other people who have kids. And it's all over the place. And he's got adults watching, too. But the point is, when you've got kids in public school, private school, homeschool, black kids, white kids, you name it, Jesse James's kids, Jesse James was in last night, my kids, listening, that shows we're winning the future. And we have a hope. Now, they got the millennials at the schools, and they know they can't get any job with their degree, so they want another free degree. That's like somebody in a lottery ticket. They didn't win that one, so they want another one. We can reach out to those folks. But as for the younger generation, at least where I'm at, they are on fire with what's going on. They see all through it because they've never grown up racist. They never heard daddy or mommy say something racist. And they're hearing how racist they are. And they're just totally innocent going, what the hell are you talking about? And it's not just the white kids. It's across the board. The young kids are just like, what? We just want to live. Leave us alone. They're seeing right through it. Now, again, Mark Dice is our guest. A little bit in the next hour, we're going to have Steiner pop in here as well just to get his take. I have no idea what he's going to say. I was just trying to get him in here. I don't even know if he wants to come in. He may come in. We've got so much more. We're in the middle of a 52-hour broadcast. We're halfway through it now. And listen, the only place I've dropped the ball here is plugging products that fund the operation and on plugging you that are the power. I plugged it some, and we had at Showtime. We haven't checked since then. 18 million. People on Facebook, YouTube, and our own streams, conservatively, that have logged on and watched a substantive amount. They've both got different algorithms, but it's you know, the view count's above 18 million, on top of the 4 or 5 million we've had for years. So the point is that finally the Washington Post and finally the Austin American Statesman, they went, we looked at the numbers, Alex Jones is the biggest thing out there except for Matt Drudge. It isn't a pissing contest. I hope Drudge becomes 10 times bigger. I hope Mark Dice does. When I see Mark Dice going for big, I told him to go full time, man, total commitment. You're talented. You're smart. Get bigger than I am. Don't infight. Just go at the enemy, man. He's done it. He's done it. He's broken through. Everybody's starting to break through who's been fighting. And that's what's so exciting is the major sea change is here. No matter what happens with Donald Trump, I'm not here doing some confidence thing of, if we lose, it's okay. Let's move forward. We have savaged them. I'm going to skip this network break. It's too important. We have blown giant stinking holes in their entire operation. I should be running, celebrating like King David, naked in the streets right now, okay? This is so good. This is so big. This is so luscious. This is so huge that even Dr. No had to go, well, I got to give, you know, Donald Trump credit. And whether Trump's for real or not, which I believe he is, he knows the big wave he's riding. It's victory. And so I'll be honest. I'm on a Machiavelli. Then we're going to our guest. I don't look at stuff as injustifies the means and cold blood and play all the sides. The real power is just, you know, creating the wave, being the wave. We've done that. You've done that, the listeners. You are the wave that Trump's riding. That's just a fact. Not bragging for you. It's true. You deserve to know the power you've got. You do have value. You're amazing. And you don't need to get the establishment to give you recognition to prove that. You don't want their approval. That's the curse you don't want. But we are now on every front. Mark Dice, folks, has more viewers a day now because he's finally doing it full time than MSNBC does. I mean, 3-4 million viewers a day. More some days, 10 million. See, this is victory right here, ladies and gentlemen. And once that paradigm shifts, a guy doing it part-time is kicking their ass. We're destroying them. Drudge is annihilating them. And they can't get us all. They won't get us all. I know I'm ranting, but Mark Dice of MarkDice.com, author, researcher, I'm glad. You're a smart guy. I'm glad you moved away from books because folks don't read those now. And you're just purely, you know, doing a spoken word. You're kicking their ass. Great job. MarkDice.com. You've heard my whole rant. I can't help but be incredibly positive here. I mean, I am a primitive like everybody else. I want to see the guy I backed win for that endorphin rush. But at a Machiavellian level, if I look at it from that perspective, it's better if Hillary gets in, steals it openly. The whore media goes from collapsed to negative numbers. I mean, media has 6% approval rating. How about negative 5,000? You know, how about the new word in the dictionary for betrayal or evil is CNN? Mark Dice, your take on the whole climate right now.
It's exciting. No matter what happens, we've seen, as you talked about, the mainstream media is totally discredited. We have an entire generation, the millennials, who myself and many others have pretty much written off, have a total awakening or a beginning of an awakening in the last 90 days.
That's right. You were written off as trash, as their slaves.
Perhaps they were late bloomers, not just the zombie hordes that we had thought that they were, because now every college kid, everybody under the age of 30, who traditionally would have voted for liberal based off of their connection to the brainwashing liberal media, now sees absolutely how corrupt it is through social media, through WikiLeaks. My viewership has went up 600% just in the last few months. And the mainstream
media I hadn't checked it, but I knew it because it's all over the place.
The mainstream media has ruined the entire next generation of their potential viewers. Nobody is going to trust them. And that's why InfoWars operation has risen in the last 5 years from a fairly small operation to have.
Well, it's funny you say 600%. We're up 600% this year.
You went from a fairly small operation to having correspondents all over the country, perhaps really all over the world, breaking news, pushing this election. I just saw an article from one of your detractors saying that, well, we thought that Alex was just a crank, but now he's a serious contender and a force in the Republican Party now and in this election. And so regardless of what happens, it's going to take a miracle to get Trump in because we're going against the most organized criminal enterprise really in the history of the world. But we've made such tremendous progress. And again, Trump's not perfect. He's got some policies and some ideas, obviously, that we can't agree with.
Why do they hate him then? Because he's not out to get us? Do you concur? They know he's not out to screw people. He isn't going to Satan parties and, you know, going down on three-year-old boys.
From my research, he hasn't been to Bilderberg. He hasn't been to Bohemian Grove. And wait until these millennials start realizing the previous past that people like you and I have laid out, where they now know about spirit cooking. Wait until they find out about the Bushes and the Bohemian Grove and the cremation of care and how you snuck in there 15, 16 years ago and got this ritual on tape. So we're having a whole new generation. The millennials, really in the last 3 months, are finally coming of age.
They're breaking the matrix.
And we're seeing a huge resurgence of conservatism as well. We've seen in this whole crowd.
Well, that's what I said. That's not hype. I mean, I'm talking 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds right up to college are on fire with everything we're doing. And I'm seen as like the old man that everybody kind of likes, but, you know, that the seniors watch. But, like, all the really young people are into you and others. That is so exciting. That's the demographic the media craves. They cannot get them.
And you know, traditionally, this sort of fight has been dominantly by men. But now we're seeing a whole bunch of women getting involved. We've seen people like Tommy Lahren rise up from nothing to getting 5 million views a day on her Facebook page. We've seen a whole new crop of conservative women. You know, you've hired some of them, Millennial Millie, and some of these other people, Lauren Southern over at another network. And we see this huge resurgence of conservatism and this whole new crop of young adults that are finally starting to see how rigged the system is. And so the media, the establishment, they've lost the support of the entire generation of millennials. And I don't see how they can possibly get it back. There's no turning back from what they have
done. That's my next question. You look at all these arrogant politicos caught on WikiLeaks being run by Hillary in the White House. Just a facade, pretending they hadn't already collapsed. Now they all know how pathetic they are. What do they do next? Well, Hillary said they're going to try to shut us down. Good luck.
Yeah, they're going to move to the Orwellian censorship of branding anyone, any of the...
sure, then I just show up at live events. I just show up at live events, and we go to the next level of guerrilla information war, which is 10 times more powerful.
Yeah, I keep seeing all of the news, the Bill Clinton protesters that you've been inspiring.
All that's beta testing for next level operations.
That's culture jamming 101. So they can't stop that. So they might be able to shut down my YouTube channel. They might be able to minimize trending topics and manipulate. They do minimize the trending topics, determine which hashtags are going to link to which stories, even if they allow them to trend to try to slant the coverage. But they can't stop the IRL, the in real life protesting, the culture jamming, now that we have the support in the last really just few months of the entire, the majority of the younger generation.
And you just said it. We have to launch the in real life movement at 1,000 times what we've done. And the people are that, hanging up posters, doing things, videotaping it, then putting it in cyberspace. But only because it's now a mirror, we take the real world and change it, mirror it in cyber, we take over the AI Google system, culture jam the whole thing, hack it in a QMET operation, we're already doing it, and they're so scared. I mean, if we can't beat these hunchback goblins like Hillary, we deserve what we get, right, Mark?
And we're going to wake up as many people as we can if we go down. And that's what's going to happen depending on what the outcome of this election is, even if we have an outcome today or tomorrow.
I think it's going to be contested, don't you?
If Trump wins, and he should, if there were in a perfect world, he would win if there was no voting manipulation, no hacking, no voter fraud. But if we're able to counter the voter fraud based off of the establishment, they're probably going to contest. They would probably subpoena.
Oh, they're going to say the Russians did it. Stay right there. Oh, yeah, they've already admitted it. They say a Trump win is the Ruskies. No, the Democrats won't hack it. They've been caught, but the Ruskies. Hold on. Putin is out of order. We'll be back with Mark Dice in the fourth hour. It's a 36-hour broadcast. But I think this morning when it started, we're up to like 30-something or 27 hours. I haven't done the math, but we're broadcasting right through tomorrow evening. Infowars.com/show. The revolution is you getting these videos out. Now, what I'm not good at is making money. People think, well, you got a big studio, all this crew. Let me tell you something. We're a joke when it comes to making money, okay? Compared to our audience, I don't know what I know how to build a media operation. I don't know how to make money. We need you to buy the products, okay? Because I don't like the big corporations, and I've had them trying to control me. I'm a big sponsor, and all of a sudden they go, I didn't like what you said on air the other day. I'm like, you know what? Bye-bye, sponsors. So you are our sponsors, the listeners. Free shipping store-wide right now on everything. 30-40% off across the board on the nutraceuticals, the vitamins, the minerals, the apparel, Moen Lobby, come and take it. 50% off and free shipping. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. At that level, some of these are lost leaders. But we need your support. Thank you all. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm live. Leanne McAdoo coming up. We've got, of course, right here with us, Mark Dice. Stay with us. Network.